So if the external situation is such that our internal longing for Krishna gets decreased by that, that's why we need association, understanding association. Basically, like-minded association is extremely important, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Rupa Goswami also says, Bhaktivinoda Sindhu. And like-minded association basically means that we need some devotees who understand our mind and who help us to understand our mind. Who understand our mind and who help us to understand our mind. Say, if we are going through a particular relationship issue, and then if somebody who has never been through that kind of issue, say, somebody has come from a very maybe a troubled upbringing, and somebody has come from a very wonderful upbringing, they don't even understand the kind of baggage we are carrying. Then they don't understand our mind. They think, why are you so insecure? Why are you so sentimental? Why this? Why that? Just have faith in Krishna. Now, have faith in Krishna is wonderful advice, but it's very frustrating and disheartening for a devotee when they come with a practical problem and they are given a philosophical solution. Now, practical problems also require practical understanding, practical suggestions. So, we need to find in the devotee association those who can understand our mind. And then, that means, okay, you are feeling like this? This is just Maya. No. So, that is no use speaking like that. Okay, I'm feeling like this. This is how I am feeling. You know, I cannot stop my feelings. I cannot suppress my feelings. I want to process them. It's like feelings are... it's like if somebody says, I'm feeling very cold. It's not cold. Stop feeling cold. What do you mean stop feeling cold? I'm feeling cold. Isn't it? It's not a voluntary choice. So sometimes the situations that come in our life might affect us in some way, and they may not affect somebody else in the same way. And they say, why am I getting so troubled by this? But we are who we are. So we need some association that understands our mind. But not just that. If they have gone through something similar, they not only understand our mind, but they help us to understand our mind. That means, yeah, this is a valid reaction, but this is an overreaction. See, what happens in every situation? There is an emotion that arises from the situation, and there is an emotion that arises from the imagination that comes from the situation, and the imagination that comes from the recollections that are triggered in us, from the impressions that are there already. So now, the situation has to be dealt with practically. And the imagination has to be managed so that we don't get carried away by it. So, what is the reality? If somebody understands, then they can help. Okay, this is what can do. But what is the mind's exaggeration, imagination? If they understand that, they will help us understand. You know, this is your mind trying to trick you. So, if all our emotion is said like the trick of the mind, then that is, we will feel completely ununderstood. But if all our emotions considered as it is genuine, then we will get swept away by our mind. So that's why we need association that helps us, that understands our mind, so that our emotions are acknowledged. And then helps us understand our mind, so that we won't get swept away by our emotions. And if we have that kind of understanding association, then yes, certain times, the same level of the practice of bhakti that we are having at normal times might be difficult. So, it's like if you are going on the road, driving. So, if the road is a lot of traffic, we may have to go slow. When the traffic clears, we'll go faster. But sometimes, the traffic in our material life becomes very heavy. And at time, we cannot practice bhakti so much. So, we shouldn't reduce bhakti only to the successful performance of certain standards. Bhakti is also a matter of consciousness. I have a whole class on this topic that if we can't succeed in Krishna consciousness, we can fail in Krishna consciousness, not fail out of Krishna consciousness. If we can't succeed in Krishna consciousness means, oh, I have decided I will come for satsang program, I will do this seva, I will do this much sadhana, this business. And it's good to have those goals and good to stick to those goals. But sometimes if we can't succeed in that, that doesn't mean our Krishna consciousness is a failure. So the fail out of Krishna consciousness means, because I am not able to do this, so let me give up Krishna consciousness. It's not practical for me. I have to follow an order, it's just too lofty or whatever. But to fail in Krishna consciousness means, Krishna, I still want to serve you. I still want to be your devotee. But this situation, this conditioning is obstructing me. So I have fallen so, but still I want to serve you. And I will do what I can in this situation. So that way, we won't let our situations completely take us away from Krishna consciousness. We may have to adjust certain things. But that is okay, that's just what life is. Like the Lilamrit, it is described that when Prabhupada was in Allahabad, Prabhupada in his previous life was a pharmacist. And there was a dispensary, so there was a doctor who would give the prescription, and Prabhupada would actually fill the prescription and give the medication. So there was an interview of this doctor. And he says, it is clear that Abhay Babu, Prabhupada was not Abhay Babu at that time. So Abhay Babu was a deeply religious person. But at that time, the main question in his mind was, how can I earn more money? Prabhupada had daughters to be married, one of his sons was very sick, he had family obligations, and he was concerned. And the Gaudiya Math devotees at that time thought, why doesn't he move into the temple? Why is he just staying with attached by his father? Prabhupada is not attached, Prabhupada is responsible, Prabhupada is committed. So, if we have devotees who understand, so what Prabhupada, his spiritual master understood, says, don't force him. He will do everything in his own way. So Prabhupada had that way. Prabhupada had that understanding from his spiritual master. So when we are going through particular situations, we need to have some devotees who understand us and who help us understand our mind. Then we can go through the situations as appropriate. So our purpose always remains the same, but our pace may vary. If we equate bhakti with a particular pace, not just a particular purpose, then we start feeling that bhakti can't be practiced. If I have to go, I have to go at this speed only. No, sometimes you cannot go at that speed, but still you keep going in that direction. So bhakti is both. Bhakti is not just about the pace, it is primarily about the purpose. And the pace can be varied according to situations. Okay? Thank you.